And today, North Korea is celebrating the birthday of its late dictator, Kim Jong-il, just as investigators try and figure out who fatally poisoned Kim's oldest son. Here's NPR's Elise Hu.
At the Kuala Lumpur International Airport, Malaysian investigators are piecing together the final moments of Kim Jong-nam's life. Police say airport surveillance footage shows two women approaching the 45-year-old Kim in Terminal 2. One covered his face with a cloth. Minutes later, Kim fell ill, sought help, and died while being rushed to the hospital. Both women are now in custody. One holds an Indonesian passport, the other Vietnamese. But South Korea's acting president Hwang Kyo-an is linking the killing to the North Korean regime.
If the murder of Kim Jong-nam was confirmed to be committed by the North, that would clearly depict the brutality and inhumanity of the Kim Jong-un regime.
North Korea's current leader is the estranged half-brother of the dead Kim. Why this brother is dead is still a mystery. Kim Chung-soo at the Korean Institute for Defense Analysis says the despot could have perceived his brother as a threat.
He is on the throne, so he's really emphasized his presence on the throne, that nobody can be allowed to challenge him in North Korea.
As theories abound, a diplomatic vehicle with North Korean flags was parked outside the hospital as the autopsy on Kim was conducted yesterday. So far, Malaysian authorities have not released a cause of death. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.